Lesson 9. Savannah. Slavery. Adopt. Culture. Ritual. Military. Resemble. Deposit. Iron ore. Transportation. Lesson 9. Egypt was not the only great civilization that arose in Africa. Read more to find out about another African empire. The Kingdom of Kush, a civilization in the south. South of Egypt, another civilization grew up. This was Nubia. Around 2000 BC, herders began to graze their cattle on the savannas. A savanna is a grassy plain with few trees. These savannas stretch across Central Africa. Over time, Nubian villages joined to form the Kingdom of Kerma. Kerma and Egypt became trading partners. Kerma sent cattle, gold, and ivory to Egypt. Like Egypt, Kerma practiced slavery or the use of slaves as workers. Kerma also sent slaves to Egypt. Admirers of Egypt. In the 1400s BC, Egypt invaded Kerma. The people of Kerma began to adopt or take up many Egyptian ways. They came to admire Egyptian culture or way of life and beliefs. They learned Egyptian writing. They worshipped Egyptian gods and goddesses. They followed Egyptian rituals. A ritual is a religious ceremony. The rise of Kush. Egypt grew weaker at the end of the New Kingdom. The Nubians saw their chance to break away. The strength of their military or army grew. In 850 BC, Nubians formed the Kingdom of Kush. The New Kingdom quickly grew powerful. It was able to take over Egypt within 100 years. Life in Kush came to resemble or be like life in Egypt. One reason Kush grew strong was iron. Kush had a large deposit or natural supply of iron ore, the material used to make iron. The Kushites used iron to make plows and hoes, as well as swords and spears. A new capital. During the 600s BC, a new danger arose. The Assyrians invaded Egypt. The Kushites were driven out. To escape the fierce Assyrians, the Kushites built a new capital. Meroe was farther south, so it was safer. It was also near iron ore deposits. Finally, Meroe was on an important transportation route. Transportation is moving from one place to another. Thanks to its location, Meroe became a great trading center. Kush traded iron for leopard skins and wood from other parts of Africa. They also traded with merchants from India and around the Mediterranean. Meroe became prosperous. Kush's rulers built the city to resemble an Egyptian city. It had pyramids, temples, and palaces.